This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, 97.1, good to have you with us. Beautiful afternoon. A little bit of news, speculation. We'll get to some of the Tiger stuff later in the day, and we do have, just because Rico and David hate it, about 2 weeks from kickoff from tonight, we're going to play Who Am I? Oh, a game they hate. We'll do it in the 4 o'clock.
This is your version of Who Said It, David version.
Yeah, Big Ten edition.
He was a football player.
Okay.
He played in the 40s. We'll get to it.
We'll be fine. So what we opened up with, and I appreciate the caller's patience. I'm going to get to you in a second. But for our audience just joining, so the news broke today. We're going to find out, finally, please, thank God, let it end one way or the other. Michigan's going to get whatever they got coming tomorrow. Many people are saying it'll be a nothing burger. A lot of people, look, I fear for the people who have, you know, pinned their personal happiness on this whole deal. Like, God help you if. Oh, they're going to nuke the program. Look, all we can do is speculate. I have said this from the beginning. When people have tried to give me some information, I disregard it. I don't know anyone on the Committee on Infractions, and there's an airtight lid on it. And I question any leak because things like this don't really leak. So I'm not mad at anybody. If you think nothing's going to happen, tell me why. What we've tried to do today is just parse. Okay, Ross Dellinger today. Yeah, Michigan's going to get their notice tomorrow. That's important because they should have gotten it today. You're supposed to have 24 hours. They're not getting it till tomorrow at 9 a.m., giving them no time to form a response, and the NCAA is having a press conference. Do you know the last two times the NCAA has had a press conference to announce sanctions?
No.
2012 Penn State.
Oh, okay, it was Penn State. Okay.
And?
Tennessee?
2017 Louisville basketball when they stripped their title. No, I'm not saying that's what's happening. I'm reporting something factual to you.
Well, that's not a good precedent if you're a Michigan fan. You don't want to.
Why would they do a press con? This is what I want to know from the nothing's happening crowd. Not mad at you in the least. I'm asking. If nothing's happening, why would Michigan not get that report today per protocol? And instead get it tomorrow morning with no time to respond. Why would there be a press conference? And then this is maybe the biggest one. Why did you fight all this time?
That's the biggest head scratcher to me. It was very simple. If it was this light of penalties, that it was basically just going to be money that you're going to have to pay, you pay it and you move on. And you put this behind you, and we're not still talking about it years later.
Correct.
But you're threatening legal action if it doesn't go your way. None of this makes sense.
Right. And now, again, separate the worlds. And I don't think it matters what I say. I went to the wrong school. Noted. I don't know. You still listen, so I can't help you. The point is, I've kept it out of what should happen, and I try to live in the real world. Oh, what should happen should be something pretty tasty, but I don't believe in it. I mean, I still will find it hard to believe. if some of the whispers out there, you know, Pete Thamel was on McAfee talking about, you know, a fine and a 2-game suspension. All right. First of all, I don't think Pete Thamel knows. Let me just be clear. I don't think anybody knows. But if it's just that, it's what you said. I would have lined up with an edible arrangements and a check saying, all right, get it done. Move on.
Right. That's it. Yeah. That's deal.
So I'm asking, if you're going to say nothing's going to happen, and you have a right to say that because it is Michigan and it is the NCAA, but just explain the three questions I asked. Why would you not get that report that the bylaws say you should have today, and instead you're getting it tomorrow right near a press conference, part two, and then why the hell did you bother taking it to a committee on infractions if these were the penalties? Just be done with it. So, David, first time today. Let's get some ticket text.
And hold on, real quick, to add to that, yes. Why would you then come out with your own self-imposed sanctions if this was going to be the penalty?
I don't know. Question mark?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. I don't understand any of it. But again, from the very beginning, what did I say? Even when it was 2023 with David, watch the games, take your dad, enjoy, do your thing. You cheated. I'm good over here. You're good over there. Don't ask me to validate your title. And you don't have to care what I think. Correct. You're an adult.
Correct.
That's been my jam the last couple of years. I don't know. Yes, I screw around with David and I call him the cheaters and best. I mean, you know what? If I can't have fun, what's the point of sports?
True.
David?
Can't wait for the quote-unquote hammer tomorrow for Michigan. The NCAA has nothing, LOL. That's from Joe in Lake Orion.
Where did the hammer thing come from? Like, wait, who's been talking about the hammer?
I think that was...
I know Jeremy Otto talks about the hammer a lot. The point is...
He doesn't talk about it. He is about it.
Okay.
Now, I think... The Buckeye websites have really
okay,
been saying,
well then, hey, man,
then direct watch out it, for this. Watch
then direct
out for
it
this.
That way.
I tell Mike, it's the Michigan victory lap that, see,
we
told you.
Victory, we cheated.
We cheated better than anybody's ever cheated before. We got away with it.
Look, on some level, I will tell you, it feels like Ocean's 11. They're Danny Ocean.
Yeah.
They cheated. They stole. They just didn't get caught.
In the end, they still got the girl.
It worked out.
Yeah.
I love that movie. David, go ahead.
Someone's answering your question a little bit, saying, full disclosure, I'm a Buckeye fan. The NCAA can delay the release of the NOA findings from the typical 24 hours if they feel there's a reason to believe the findings will be leaked.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. How do you answer for the press conference? And I just want to know from
Michigan. Well, I guess the press conference comes out because they know that the findings won't be leaked. So even by the time people are scrambling, you only got 3 hours.
I want to know why Michigan fought it at all if those rumored penalties were real.
Right there.
That just would annoy me if I were Wolverine. Like, why did we do this?
Why did you fight it? And then why did you come up with your own set of penalties? If it wasn't going to be about anything, neither one of those makes sense.
David?
This also doesn't make sense. Someone says, I don't get the victory lap right now, when literally no one outside of the COI knows the exact punishments. Why celebrate before you know what it is?
I don't know. Look, man, it's college football fans, and I'll defend Michigan fans in this one regard. Every fan base has got a sect like this, whether it's A&M, whether it's Bama, any big-time college football program, you got some wackos.
It is true, but though I would love that whole Desmond Howard thumbs up 10 seconds too early.
Oh, the 2015 game? Hate to see it.
Why did you bring that up? I can't stand you, Rico. Oh, man.
Hate to see it. David, go ahead.
I think it'll be a big fine, loss of some scholarships, and maybe a year postseason ban, plus show calls for the coaches that left college anyway.
Well, listen, I mean, there's value in the show cause because it's a scarlet letter and it's an admission, you're filth. Now, the postseason ban thing, I mean, that's about the extent of it. Now look, if you start talking about vacating wins and stuff, I think that depends on who you are as a person and what you value.
I think, to me, that's just the easiest thing. We had this discussion, David. I would, if I'm a fan, I just take the vacated wins because you know they happen, rather than the future of a postseason ban because you're cutting your legs off. Like, you may have an opportunity to be really good in this new playoff system.
Right, like what if Bryce Underwood is Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, take the ban, because here's the thing. Even if you're good, you may not have these same people around in 3 years when your ban is lifted.
Well, hell, maybe Michigan gets to choose the year they're banned.
Or that.
Like the Sharon 2035.
You know what? If that's the case, they'll probably take the ban for last year. You could erase last year.
David, let me ask you one question. And then we got a full rack of calls, yes, and we're going to go caller-driven the rest of the hour. Like, do you understand that? Like, I know you've worked with me every day for a long, long time. Do you understand when we talk about things like this, why I think college football is such a joke?
Of course.
Do you at least understand why I feel the way I feel about the entire sport?
About everything. I mean, Will Wade. That's one name there you can talk about. And you know, Bill Self. I mean, there's a lot of things that's happened in the NCAA that's like, what?
It's almost the more receipts that they have and the more proof that they have, nothing happens.
Right. Like, I mean, when it was that FBI wiretap thing in college hoops.
Yeah.
Like, oh, whatever became of that? Oh, but oh no, Pacino had sex on a bistro. And you're like, oh, take that title. What?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.